It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, welcome, one and all. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all those things. I'm coming to you from the past, using my time machine. What's funny is I watched a Futurama where they could only travel forward in time, and they kept looking for people who had developed a backwards time machine. And eventually, they go all the way, they loop all the way through, and then they, like, sneeze or something, and, they loop. Eventually, the universe explodes, and then collapses, and then there's another big bang. And the entire universe just repeats itself. And so they're not able to, anyway, it was just a fun episode. I'm a little bit sleepy. I'm a bit more hungover than sleepy. I need to go eat something. I gotta tell you guys, conference time, the social event, I should have taken a hint. A lot of people weren't drinking or were drinking just moderately, but I was nervous. So, good old Marcus, I collected a lot of drink tickets, so at least I didn't, like, spend $1,000 or something crazy. Anyway, it is July 14th. That's not what we're here for. It's July 14th, 2023, and it's 1902 UTC, or just about 1902 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. You are here, so thank you. I'll be in Calm, which is Commode Chat. Like I said, I'm coming to you through my past time machine. So all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Once you're there, is just type com, C-O-M, and then press enter. And you type G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom, you will be there. You can press the equal sign in com to see what's coming up and what's on right now. Today is Friday, earlier, well, actually, when I'm recording this, Publius is live with Hear Now the Words, or at least is scheduled. Wait, what time is it? Oh, dear. Anyway, time is hard to keep track of. I'm 2 hours behind. The clock on the wall is on mountain time for some reason. The clock on my computer is finally correct, though. My clock, watch, and phone, they agree. All right. Everything feels so late. Everything's all wonky for me. Anyway, stick around. It's Friday, which means it's me, Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, Something Blue with Harry Larry, and then the whole weekend just kind of kicks off. DJ Vol's Weekend, 10 with the Third Ear, DJ 10 from Berlin is going to kick you in the face with some good music. Banana Republic may show up. That's always a fun show. And DJ ZDR Monster show. Even the reruns are fun. So, yeah, you've got a lot to look forward to if you're listening to Anon Radio today. But, yeah, so I think that gets all the ads out of the way. I do want to be sure and... I think that's it. Let's talk about news. We got a lot to... We don't have a whole ton, but we do have some. Let's go over here. Let's launch and go to announce. All right. Okay, so here's your announcements. The Debian 10 and 11 golden install images have been updated to Debian 12 Bookworm. They're now available via the X command in the VPS interface. If you need to restore to an older version of Debian Linux, please email membership directly for assistance. That's from membership on July 9th. So that's an update for you. Other updates. Let's see, 2.8. All right, cool. Sorry, I was catching up with Bboard because I pushed the wrong button on my terminal and ended up in Bboard. What's nice is if you've got Meta ARPA, you can run. I think even just Meta. I forget what level it was, but you can run a multiplexer, and then you end up jumping all over the place. But now it's 1905 UTC, and we haven't talked about news yet, so I'm sorry. Shout out to everyone in comm. Let's get going. First, a total of 800 migrants arrived in the Italian port of Reggio Calabria on Thursday. Among the new arrivals were the parents of a child whose body was found dead off the coast of Lampedusa. The group also included 50 people who'd been rescued by the Italian Coast Guard while attempting to sail from Lampedusa to the Italian mainland. So, it's 800 souls that aren't dead now, which is great. Unfortunately, in Italy, prison guards are being accused of torturing a Tunisian person. 10 prison guards at a correctional facility in Reggio Emilia, a city in northern Italy, were charged with torturing and beating a detainee of Tunisian origin in April. The guards were relieved of their duties after being charged with torture, bodily harm to a detainee, and concealment of the facts. The investigation focused on 14 suspects and was opened after the complaint of a detainee described as a man of Tunisian origin. So, he was forced to lie on the ground, his head covered by a pillowcase, and he was beaten with kicks and punches in the face and body. Placed in solitary confinement, the detainee had broken a sink and used a fragment to lacerate himself, obtaining the arrival of a doctor, according to the media. CCTV helped identify the suspects. So, that's how brazen the guard's abuse was. They didn't even erase the tapes. And the only way he got the word out was by smashing the sink and cutting himself up with it. Truly a nightmare. A nightmare is over, though, in Beijing. A court in central China said Friday that a Chinese kindergarten teacher who'd poisoned 25 of her students, killing one, was executed. A notice posted outside the number one intermediate court in the Henan province of Jiaozhou said Wang Yun's sentence had been carried out Thursday. Wang, 40, was convicted of putting toxic sodium nitrite in porridge served to children at the Mingming Preschool Education on March 27, 2019, following an argument with a colleague identified only by the surname Sun over student management. While other students recovered fairly quickly, one student, identified only by the surname Wang, died from multiple organ failure after 10 months of treatment. So this is the story, this is the sad story we talked about a while back from the poison porridge, which was really sad. It was part of a whole real bummer day of news. So that's going on there. An update for you. Another update, I guess I should say. The White House, cocaine, had the investigation into who left that cocaine in the White House. The U.S. Secret Service has closed its investigation into the discovery of cocaine in the White House. It said it had attempted to determine a suspect through fingerprints, DNA traces, and video evidence, but was not able to do so. The cocaine was discovered earlier this month in a storage area where visitors taking tours must leave their mobile phones. President Joe Biden and his family were at Camp David in Maryland at the time. The small plastic bag used to contain the drugs was discovered in an area that can be accessed by members of the public and where mobile phones and other personal devices are stored. So let's see. All right, they were able to determine that there were several hundred individuals who may have accessed the area. So they're not able to know who all was there, and there's so many people, it's just impossible to nail down who did what there. It takes its mission to protect U.S. leaders' facilities and events seriously, and it's constantly adapting to meet the needs of the current and future security environment. So, who knows? I guess I would like to think that whenever recreational drugs are found at a cell phone checkpoint, you could just kind of like just throw them away, because it's not like there was anything nefarious. It's just somebody's on vacation. Probably. So here's a thing that's happening. Police in Suffolk County, New York on Friday arrested a man in connection with a string of murders of at least 10 people, marking a potentially significant breakthrough in the so-called Long Island serial killer case that captivated the public and confounded police for more than a decade. The arrest, first reported by News 12 Long Island, occurred in the early hours of Friday morning. The Associated Press, CBS News, and NBC News, citing unnamed law enforcement and government sources, reported that police held a suspect in custody. He's identified as a 59-year-old man from Massapequa. Police have yet to release the suspect's identity officially. Say that right. See, when was this? Police found a body. They found more remains. Yeah. So anyway, he's just a suspect in these Long Island killings. So we'll see what happens. Let's see. France 24. You appear to be offline. Here we go. France. I forgot. You guys. It is July 14th. That is a very important day. Because July 14th. Where are you? Hold on. I've got a news story I need to get for you here. I was saving it. Ah, crap. It won't let me play music. Or will it? I don't know if you can hear it. That's right. Sorry. I couldn't tell if it was playing really quietly or not, so I figured I'd better just stop it rather than torture anybody. But Rush, Bastille Day. It's a fun song, and a few years ago on Bastille Day, me and one of my friends just listened to it on repeat. So I'm still not tired of the song. Rush did a good job there. Let's give you the Wikipedia summary here. Bastille Day is the common name given in English-speaking countries to the National Day of France, which is celebrated on July 14th. In French, it's formally called the Fête Nationale Française. Legally, it is known as Le 14 Juillet. It's also called Quatorze Juillet and Fête Nationale. So anyway, I just thought that was it. They've got a song from Rush, so I wanted to mention it. All right, I'm going to cough. Sorry, excuse me while I clear my throat. We got to talk about this ganja. This is in Ghana. Parliament passes an NACOC bill. November Alpha Charlie Oscar Charlie. Built to allow cannabis cultivation for industrial and medicinal purposes. Ghana's parliament has passed into law the Narcotics Control Commission Bill 2023. As a result, the Ministry of Interior has been bestowed with the responsibility of issuing licenses for the cultivation of cannabis, opening up avenues for the utilization of the plant in various beneficial applications. The milestone achievement comes after the Supreme Court intervened and declared Section 43 of the law is unconstitutional, thereby hindering the smooth passage of the legislation. Section 43 of Act 1019 previously authorized the minister, based on the commission's recommendation, to grant licenses for the cultivation of cannabis. However, this provision has been eliminated due to its unconstitutional nature. Then on July 12th, Parliament took up Narcotics Control Commission Amendment Bill, which consists of a single clause that, once passed, will empower the minister to grant licenses. So they passed a law. The Supreme Court said, "No, this is not kosher with the bill, with the existing law." Okay, well, we'll make a specific law just for this specific thing. So away we go. That's how it's supposed to work. Oh, golly, it's 1915 UTC. My head still hurts. I need to go get some food, I think. That'll help. And some Tylenol. That'll help my head not hurt. Sorry. I just kind of... So, the writers and actors are on strike in Hollywood, but did you know LA's hotel workers are on strike? This past week, thousands of hotel workers and dozens of hotels in Los Angeles and Orange County, represented by Unite Here Local 11, walked off the job. The strike, which 96% of members voted to authorize, comes after many large hotel contracts expired, and the vast majority of owners refused to meet union demands. These include adequate pay raises to reflect California's soaring housing costs, as well as shoring up pension and health care benefits. They also include requests to hire sufficient numbers of new workers to lower daily workloads to manageable levels for existing housekeepers and other staff. Despite their having reaped billions of dollars in federal assistance during the pandemic, and despite profit levels in 2023 reaching pre-pandemic heights again, hotels are still making workers do more with less. All told, staffs at 21 hotels went on strike last week, and 12 more have gone out this week. The core demand they have made is $5 per hour pay increase in 2023 on a starting wage of $20 and $25 per hour, followed by an additional $3 in 2024 and another $3 in 2025. That may sound like a lot, but in Los Angeles, where the average monthly rent for an apartment is more than $2,700, $31 an hour for a 40-week work week might just barely allow a family to get by. In fact, to enjoy a modicum of economic stability, families would need to earn far more. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have calculated for a single parent raising two children in California, the living wage needs to be $56 an hour. Look, if that's not a sign of the times. To date, only one hotel, the Westin Bonaventure, in the heart of downtown LA, has come to an agreement with its workers, reaching a new contract on June 30th. The others, including most distressingly, the Hyatt Regency at LAX. Oh man, I'm at a Hyatt Regency. Most distressingly, the Hyatt Regency at LAX, which is run by Ambridge Hospitality, using funds provided by the Southwest Carpenters Union Pension Trust, have not offered deals to their workers. For Unite Here Local 11 co-president Kurt Peterson, the situation at the Hyatt is particularly disturbing. As a labor leader, it is repugnant to me that the Southwest Carpenters Pension Fund would trust Ambridge Hospitality not only with the union's carpenters' hard-fought savings, but also with our members' livelihoods. Ambridge should pay the workers at the Hyatt Regency LAX a living wage. And the story goes on, but we'll run out of time if I just go through the whole thing. This is from The Nation, if you'd like to read about that. So this is just kind of a bummer, and then we're going to talk about some nuclear stuff. Russian lawmakers pass a bill outlawing gender reassignment. Russian politicians have adopted a bill outlawing gender reassignment procedures amid the Kremlin's push to protect what it views as the country's traditional values. The toughened version of the bill was passed unanimously on Friday in its third and final reading in Russia's lower house of parliament. The bill bans any medical interventions aimed at changing the sex of a person, as well as changing one's gender in official documents and public records. The only exception will be medical intervention to treat congenital anomalies. In its second reading on Thursday, clauses were added that annul marriages in which one person has changed gender and bar transgender people from becoming foster or adoptive parents. The bill must be passed by the Federation Council, the upper chamber that generally rubber stamps legislation, before being signed into law by Putin. So yeah, it's bad times to be in or near Russia. All right. Let's talk about cool science stuff. We got 10 minutes. We'll have some fun. Now, first, the surprisingly phallic-looking missile here, Chandrayaan-3, has successfully launched. We talked about it being scheduled for today, and what do you know, it happened. India has launched its third moon mission, aiming to be the first to land near its little-explored South Pole. The Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft, with an orbiter lander and a rover, lifted off at 14:35 on Friday from the Sriharikota Space Center. The lander is due to reach the moon on August 23rd or 24th. If successful, India will be only the fourth country to achieve a soft landing on the moon, after the U.S., Soviet Union, and China. Thousands of people watched the launch from the viewers' gallery, and commenters described the sight of the rocket soaring in the sky as majestic. The liftoff was greeted with cheers and loud applause from the crowds and scientists. That's pretty exciting. I'm happy for India, and that could be really cool. If you have a Mac, you might check. One of the things you might want to do is see if you've named your Mac your personal name, because you'd be surprised what can be revealed. Basically, what happens is there's an exploit that relies on multicast DNS, or the MDNS protocol. That's Mike DNS protocol. In simple terms, the protocol is designed to register, discover, or broadcast device names over a local network. Bonjour. Bonjour is what they call it for Mac. Used to, you could do that with AOL Instant Messenger, AIM, and some other instant messengers. If they spoke bonjour, everybody on the network could just talk to each other directly across the network using bonjour. It was really cool. But it's got vulnerabilities, like anything old and cool. When a specific device, like a printer, wants to be discovered, it sends a registration packet through the reserved internal IP address of 224.00.251, which contains a hostname, like HP LaserJet Printer Local. The .local TLD indicates that the hostname should be resolved using the MDNS protocol. Such packets are automatically broadcast by a router to all other devices in a local network, so they can cache the hostname. Alternatively, devices can send query packets to the same reserved IP address and try to discover a specifically named device, which may or may not exist in the network. Some examples are like johns-mac-mini.local, james-iphone.local, canon-mf644c.local, etc. So by default, Apple devices expose the first name of a user and their local host names, which we're going to use for the name brute force technique. You can check it out. You can change your computer name in the settings if you do have a Mac. But I thought this was a neat exploit, since I don't use my name on, and I change the host name and stuff on my computer. It didn't work for me, but I'm sure if you wanted to, you can at least get an idea of how that hack works, which is pretty cool. In Hungary, their nuclear plant has had to cut production. One of their nuclear plants, I guess. The Danube River has gotten too hot. It's kind of funny to think about. They're going to have to cool off the water that they get from the river because the river is too hot. That's just a surprise, you know? Hungary's Pax nuclear power plant cut out and put at three of its four reactors by 240 megawatts. That's the size of a small... That's like a small modular reactor's worth of power. Due to the rising temperature of the Danube River, the plant's operator said late on Thursday. It said the temperature of the Danube, whose water is used to cool the plant, reached 29.72 degrees Celsius, forcing the cut in output from 1430 GMT. The operator didn't specify when power could be restored. The Pax plant has four Russian-built VVER 440 reactors, with a combined capacity of 2,000 megawatts. The reactors became operational between 1982 and 1987 and are scheduled to retire in 2032 to 2037. Hungary plans to extend the plant, with Russia's Rosatom building two VVER, Victor Victor Echo Romeo, reactors with a capacity of 1.2 gigawatts each. So that would be an upgrade, to say the least. So, pretty cool. I think anytime we expand nuclear power, that's always cool. Cool, but not in the good way. Cool as in the shutdown way. The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Administration? Agency. Energy Agency. IAEA strongly encouraging options to allow cold shutdown of all Zaporizhzhia units. This is the Ukrainian nuclear power plant that's been like a battleground the last year. And the latest update on the situation and what is Ukraine and Europe's largest nuclear power plant, and which has been under Russian control since March 2022, the IAEA said that the steam generated from the one unit, currently Unit 5, in hot shutdown is used for various nuclear safety purposes, including the process of liquid radioactive waste collected in storage tanks. The State Nuclear Regulatory Inspectorate of Ukraine issued regulatory orders last month for all 6 units to be placed in cold shutdown, given its situation on the front line of the war, and the breaching of the dam that had helped ensure plentiful cooling water supplies. The Russian operators of the plant say such a move is not required from a legal or technological point of view, and the IAEA said the plant's operators are currently preparing to move Unit 4 from cold shutdown to hot shutdown, after which Unit 5 will be placed in cold shutdown to carry out preventative maintenance activities that are only possible in cold shutdown. The IAEA is strongly encouraging the ZNPP to investigate all possible options to install an external boiler to generate the steam required, which would enable the site to bring all units into a cold shutdown state. It's very precarious out there. We don't want it to burn down or blow up or cause any other trouble. In China, the core module of the ACP-100 multipurpose small modular pressurized water reactor, also referred to as Linglong-1, mainly comprises two key components, the pressure vessel and the steam generator. These were independently designed by CNNC's China Nuclear Power Research and Design Institute and manufactured by China First Heavy Industry. CNNC said the acceptance of the core module marks a historic step in the modular manufacturing of small pressurized water reactor units. So we'll see how this plays out. That should be cool. And in Poland has approved its first nuclear power plant. Poland Ministry of Climate and Environment has given a decision in principle for Polskie Elektrownie Jądrowej, or PEJ, to construct a nuclear power plant in Pomerania. It's a formal confirmation that the company's investment project is in line with the public interest and the policies pursued by the state. So this will be very cool if we can get that going on. Sorry, we're closing in on the end of the show. I'm running out of gas. Alright, Wisconsin teacher fired. We'll talk about some just domestic news real quick. Two people got fired, and I want to talk about it. A teacher in Wisconsin has been fired from her job after she criticized her public school district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Road, which exalts the virtues of inclusivity, from a children's concert at her campus. The members of the board governing public schools in the solidly Republican community of Waukesha voted unanimously to dismiss Melissa Temple from her job on Wednesday, saying the teacher's defense of the Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton duet violated district policy because she did not speak to her supervisors first. Temple and her advocates, meanwhile, have maintained that she was exercising her free speech rights, but was punished because the song in question references rainbows. Her dismissal comes amid a fresh national wave of anti-LGBTQ+ action and rhetoric from political conservatives, including the Supreme Court. That's not a good time. And just in case you thought the United States was done with racism, this is an unfortunate story. This is about a white woman who was fired after confronting a black fisherman. So the general gist is that there's a private community where all these people own houses, and there's a private lake that the HOA stocks with fish so that the residents can go fish in the lake and enjoy the... It is an amenity. Unfortunately, this man just can't catch a break. He gets hassled all the time by his neighbors, essentially, who don't recognize him, I guess. A therapist has reportedly been fired after she was filmed confronting a black man about fishing at a lake in his own neighborhood. Anthony Gibson, viral on TikTok for posting a series of videos showing white people, including his neighbors, questioning whether he's allowed to fish at a lake in his own neighborhood. In a series of 3 videos, Mr. Gibson...
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
same thing as Greg.